It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined this week by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not so bad, Charlotte. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to take part into research into Childs-Bonnet syndrome, help a blind trainee psychotherapist with her master's research, and for people to help out with research looking into zebra crossings too. But we're going to start with that research into Childs-Bonnet syndrome.
We are, yes. So we've been contacted by two visually impaired clinical psychology master students who are looking for visually impaired participants to complete their survey on Childs-Bonnet syndrome. So the survey takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete, and you'll answer a set of questions which are related to loneliness, anxiety, depression, and experiences with visual hallucinations in relation to sight loss. To take part, you must be 18 and over and have experienced some form of visual hallucinations directly linked to your visual impairment. The deadline for completing the survey is the 30th of April, and you'll be entered into a prize draw to win one of three £25 vouchers which are up for grabs. So to complete the survey, please visit our opportunities webpage, which is www.rnib.org.uk/opportunities, and you'll find the link to the survey on there.
Now we have a request from Ella, a blind trainee psychotherapist, for people to help her with her master's research.
Yeah, Toby, it's really great that we are seeing more and more blind and partially sighted students getting in touch with us to really make sure, you know, lived experience is key to their research as well. So Ella has been registered blind since childhood, and she's now a trainee psychotherapist at Newman University in Birmingham, and she's currently recruiting people for her dissertation research as part of her master's qualification. Ella is running a research survey which looks into the counselling experiences of adults who were either born with a visual impairment or blindness, or who were born with a condition that led to sight loss before the age of 10 years old.
So, Charlotte, what do participants need to do then?
Yes, so you need to have had at least one session of counselling or psychotherapy as an adult. Your counselling or psychotherapy doesn't have to be because of your sight loss as well. And Ella does add that there isn't much research out there about people with sight loss and counselling, never mind people who were born with low vision. So she's very keen to hear your experiences. And again, you can complete Ella's survey through our opportunities webpage, which is www.rnib.org.uk/opportunities.
And finally, Charlotte, help with research into using zebra crossings.
Yes, we all know crossings can be a bit of a pain for blind and partially sighted people. So we've been contacted by construction company Jacobs Engineering Group, who are running an online focus group to find out more about your experiences of navigating zebra crossings. And in particular, they want to have a conversation with you about using them or why you choose not to use zebra crossings. And they would like your help to identify potential improvements to zebra crossings. The focus group will be taking place 6 to 8pm on Wednesday the 16th of March via Zoom, so please do register your interest as soon as possible. And people who participate will be given a £20 shopping voucher for their contributions as well. So for more information or to register your interest in taking part, please do contact Jenny, who is the lead, via email, which is zebracrossingresearch@jacobs.com, or you can call Jenny on 0131 659 1547. That's 0131 659 1547.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Yes, please do check out our Connect Voices webpage, which you can find by searching the RNIB website for Connect Voices. You can find all our opportunities as well through that page, which is a really good way for you to keep up to date with the latest opportunities. But we also have a Facebook group. So if you are on Facebook, please do search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. And on there, you'll see around 2 to 3 opportunities every day. So there's plenty to choose from and take part in.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.